Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tony Two True, and you're listening to Two True Radio. Yeah, what's up, everybody? Today is Tuesday, July 27th, 2010, and I'd like to first give it up to the Most High God, my creator, and your creator, too, if you are of God. Check this out. We're going to have an exciting show today. I'm looking forward to interviewing Dawn Desiree Banks today. She should call in a little bit, and she's going to share her book with us, Revelations of a Poetess, and I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully we'll have that for you in a little bit. Right now I'm going to just play a couple of songs, and I'm going to be right back. We're going to take some calls, too, today. So, you guys, ride with me. Atlanta, Atlanta, by that cat, the mind. Check it out.
Hey, yo, dog. I got next, man. I got next.
Atlanta, Atlanta, big city, your dreamers. We keep them hoes in the go. And them niggas ride clean. You might not leave, but you come from out of town. Cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. Too much
ATL.
Too many people. Too much.
Too much. Too much.
ATL is the spot where it's on and popping. Where them niggas bulk hard and them bitches panties dropping. In the ATL, we keep it live. Holler back. Hitting all the spots where them bitches and them dollars at. Cars cleaned and everything's on dubs. Half-dressed hoes. And overpacked cut Atlanta, keep it live for them underground ballers with big banks. We well pay the city spoilers to a lifestyle that we growing to love. Cause them young black males becoming well paid thugs. From Decatur, where it's greater, to the hood and back. So when it comes to a party, you know where the city's at. Cause we got more juice than your local Tropicana. If you ain't been there before, then welcome to Atlanta. Atlanta, Atlanta, big city of dreams. We keep them hoes on the go. And them niggas ride clean. You might not leave if you come from out of town. Cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. Atlanta, Atlanta, big city of dreams. We keep them hoes on the go. And them niggas ride clean. You might not leave if you come from out of town. Cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. I represent the A-town cause I love it, y'all. I love the ways that them young niggas hustle and ball. We the city under siege, full of thugs and G's. Staying one up on the cops, man, forget the police. Cause it's all about the money and the way we ball. Tight cars, pretty bitches in the shopping malls. You know the home of 112 where them gangsters hang. Same game type nigga for them pretty young things. As I mob through the city with no rules at all. Get your money, stop hating, that's the rules to ball. Cause it's enough line like the strip clubs to thug. It's no matter where you from, it's all one love. Atlanta, Atlanta, big city of dreams. We keep them hoes on the go. And them niggas ride clean. You might not leave if you come from out of town. Cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. Atlanta, Atlanta, big city of dreams. We keep them hoes on the go. And them niggas ride clean. You might not leave if you come from out of town. Cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. Too much, too many people. Too much,
too much.
Atlanta, Atlanta, big city of dreams. We keep them hoes on the go. And them niggas ride clean. You might not leave if you come from out of town. Cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. Atlanta, Atlanta, big city of dreams. We keep them hoes on the go. And them niggas ride clean. You might not leave if you come from out of town. Cause I'm down by law, and this is the A-town. Too much,
too much, too much, too much, too much.
Atlanta, Atlanta, too much. The mind, getting it in, y'all. This is Two True Radio, and we getting it in. We are definitely getting it in. I am supposed to be having Dawn Desiree Banks on the show today to chop it up about her book, Revelations of a Poetess. Until then, we're going to bang some more tracks. Here's another exclusive from Two True Radio Entertainment, Mingo Shaver with Radio Exclusive.
She only with you, cause she can't be with me. She really love me, shout me from the West Indies. Cause she floating like a butterfly, I think she like a bee. And lifting up her dress like me, I not cool breeze. Now wait,
That's why these dudes messing with me. They said I'm something different, that's star quality. They put me on like a sneaker, now I'm busting through your speakers. Still driving through your system like some bull in Hennessy. I don't smoke weed, but these dudes round me got me higher than the kite, got my head up in the tree. I'm sorry, radio, I'm going digital now. Got the same old shit, I give them a new sound. Here we go.
Don, are you here with
me?
Hi.
Hello, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Okay, Don, you're on the air live with us. Tell the listeners a little bit about you and what's going on with you, your book, and just take your time and just, like, familiarize the listeners with you and, you know.
Yes, that's me. I'm here. I'm hanging in there. I have two more books that I want to get out. Revelations of a Poetess is a success. I'm so happy and so glad that I finally have been able to put my first book of poetry out.
Great, 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 great. Yeah, I love your poetry. Tell us about the last event, the first book signing event. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, you want me to recite a poem?
If you'd like, yeah. And then tell us about, you know, the book event that you had at Harrison's, and you can recite some poetry and just take your time. Do you. Take your time. Don't be rushed.
Oh, well, actually the first book signing was beautiful. It was with family and friends at Harrison's Club in Stone Mountain, Georgia. It was beautiful. I had Ola Stepping Stones from Ola High School stepping to two of my poems, which was I Am Queen and The Greatest Woman Alive. It was such a success. It was beautiful.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And they can pick the book up at on Amazon.com, right? Once you give them the information where they can order your book.
Yes, you can buy the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Can you get it online, like going to Amazon.com?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And they would just go to Amazon.com and search for, how do you have it? Is it Don Desiree Banks or author Don Desiree Banks on Amazon? How would they do that?
It's under Dawn Desiree, author Dawn Desiree Banks, and you'll see Revelations of a Poetess. You just type that up. And after you have purchased the book, you can also post a review.
Okay, okay. Well, Don, why don't you do us a favor and read whatever poem you'd like to read for us, and then I'll take some calls for you.
Okay. This one is called The Greatest Woman Alive. Creativity must have outdone itself to perfect an outstanding woman as I, the epitome of a beautiful black woman, sure of my existence, thoughts and feelings far from being perplexed, aloud feeling the imaginable, stature and composure strong with mighty shield, completely satisfied, constantly reassured of my worth, the essence of my aura, compelling to nature. Everything touched by me flows in adrenaline of full of love, peace, and happiness. My surroundings sustained pure, heartfelt emotions. My conscience spoke to me, reminding me now and always, most definitely forever, that I am one of the greatest women alive.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Let's take a call. I'd like to bring someone online with you. 631 is the area code. Your last four digits are 5509. You're on live with the author, Don Desiree Banks. How are you?
Fine, fine. I just wanted to call in and speak to Desi online. I happen to be Desiree's or Dawn, as you would say, Dawn Banks' aunt, Cheryl. And
okay.
I read her book. I am so proud of her. I don't know if people are aware of some of the trials and tribulations that she's been through, and it definitely comes through in her work.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. Well, Don's on the line with you. Your aunt's on the line with you, Don.
Thank you, Auntie. I appreciate that.
Yeah, one of my favorites, Don and I share a favorite poem, Black Butterfly, and it's probably because when a butterfly in its infancy, you're not really sure what it's going to turn out to be. And she felt that way about me, and I felt that way about her. And when she grew into this beautiful black butterfly, I started to see her use words in a way that children don't normally use words. And as she got older, she started writing everything and forming everything, in a great way. You don't realize that she does, I know it, she may not want to mention there's a handicap, and that's why sometimes it takes a little while for her to respond to some of the questions that you're answering, or to some of the questions that you're asking her. It takes a little while for her to respond because she's probably reading them on the phone. She is partially deaf.
Aww.
And she has raised two sons, two great sons, one of them who has sickle cell anemia, I mean to an extent that you can't imagine. She's been through so much, and she has brought it to light with such happiness and joy. I you know, people don't have a clue. We take life for granted.
Auntie.
She does. She doesn't. Dawn doesn't take life for granted. She just moves on, and she grows as she grows. And I encourage people to get her book and read the writings, and you'll see. You'll
Auntie.
See exactly what I'm talking about. I love you, Dawn.
Auntie.
I love that. That is so beautiful. And, you know, Dawn has shared that with me, but I've never broadcast that fact. But I, you know, I've always wanted to share that part about, you know, Dawn, because she's a very exceptional person that I don't know her complete life story, but we've talked and, you know, a lot of, you know, up to putting the shows together, because this is her second visit to Two True Radio Entertainment. And I admire her, and I encourage her to do her thing, because nothing can stop a person like that, you know. And a lot of people
absolutely
have, yeah, a lot of people have diversity, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But, the only reason, there's only one reason I mentioned that, because I'm sure she doesn't want people to feel that that's a crutch. The only reason that I mentioned that was the gap and the lag in time from your question to her response. And I think people need to understand that the reason for the gap is not that she's not listening, it's that she's taking time to respond because she's probably reading or listening
Absolutely.
To someone else.
Well, I love her poetry. I like this poem. I'm going to try to read it. I'm not going to say I'm a bad reader, but I'm not too good with poetry, but this one really touched me, and I'd like to read it if Dawn doesn't mind. Okay, Dawn, here we go. This one, this poem is it touched me because I'm a black man, and I just love this short poem. And it goes something like this: A black man can succeed. A black man can withstand society and its trials and tribulations. A black man can be a father to his children. A black man can love his black woman. A black man can hold an executive position just like the white man. A black man can be the king of his castle. A black man can love and be loved. With all that fact being said, I know many black men that can.
Yes.
And that's awesome. Awesome, awesome poem right there. I would encourage everyone that's listening to support Dawn because she is she's very passionate about her writing, very passionate about her womanhood, very passionate about blackness, very passionate about being a mother. And, you know, we need to support one another. I'd like to do this. I'd like to take another call, and today's show is dedicated to Dawn Desiree Banks, the author. I have a call out of, let me take this call. I've got a son in California that's online, Nicholas. And Nicholas,
I don't mind
you're online with me, Nick. So just say hello to Dawn, man. Encourage her and, you know, tell me what you think about the poems you've heard so far.
How you doing, Miss Dawn? I'm Mr. Two True Son, Nick. I go by Goldie Gold. I was listening. It's for me in my time of life right now, I need some positive influences. So to hear, you know, some positive poems, I need that. So you keep up the good work, and I need to get me a copy of that book. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. Nick, that's my son out of California. And here's another son of mine. I know This is Anthony Jr. This is Tony Two True Jr. I'm going to bring him on the line right here so he can show some love too. TJ, this is Don Desiree Banks. You're on live with. What's going on, man?
Well, hey,
beautiful.
Pop, what's up? What's going on with y'all?
Oh, man, just enjoying an interview with Don Desiree Banks. She's on live with you.
How you doing? How you doing? You there?
Yeah.
Hello?
We hear you, T.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm in a fatherhood parenting class, and I was tuned in just now and was letting the class listen to, you know, a little bit of the show. I had decided I was going to push one so I can speak. I'm enjoying the interview. I'm enjoying it, and so are they.
All right, so we've got a listening party at the parenting class.
Yes, it's to build up fathers, teach us how to communicate with our children and our wives, our mates, you know, girlfriends, baby mama, just to make us better people.
Well, that's great. That's great, son. I appreciate you calling in and showing some love and support.
How are you?
Excuse me?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
So how do you like the poems?
Oh, I love the poems. I love the poems. I actually write poetry myself and enjoy listening to poetry, especially yours. You know, yours is, you know, it draws you in, you know, it makes you want more, and I like that.
I appreciate it too, Nick. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I like them.
All right, so we want you guys to go over to Amazon.com and support the sister. Go to Amazon.com, search Author Don Desiree Banks, and the book is Revelations of a Poetess. I love you, son. I thank you for calling in and supporting your dad and Nick, Anthony. I really appreciate that. What I want to do is I'm gonna play a song, and we'll be right back. This is Angela Hope.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This
thank
is Angela
you.
Hope, and this is called You're Responsible. We'll be right back.
Baby, I'm strong with you, I see the love.
You're listening to Two True Radio Entertainment, and that was Angela Hope. Yeah, You're Responsible, beautiful song. Hey, we're spending some time with the lovely Dawn Desiree Banks, and she's sharing her poetry in her book. And I'd like to ask Dawn, Dawn, when is the next book signing, and when will that take place, and where will it be held at?
I'm here, Tony. I just wanted to say thank you so much to your boy for calling in. I appreciate that. And I'm so happy that he's taking the parenting class. That's a beautiful thing. We have to stay on top of our children and keep them moving, you know. Make sure
really
we're role
is.
Models for them. That was beautiful. Tell him I said thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're online listening. They're online listening. If anyone wants to call and say hello to Dawn, the number is 347-884-8065. Or if you want to go online to chat it up with us, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/2TrueRadio. So, Dawn, when is the next book signing?
The next book signing will be the Nubian Bookstore in Southlake Mall on August 19th at 3 p.m.
Okay.
It's
August
19th.
In Morrill, Georgia,
yes,
August
19th. Yes, I'm excited. Second book signing. The first was a success, so I know this one is going to be the same way. I'm just thankful to God to be able to put this book out here and him giving me the talent to write. Poetry is my thing. I love it.
And you're good, too. You're definitely good. Would you like to share another poem with us?
The next book, I have two I'm writing now, a drama fiction and a second poetry book that I hope to have out by next year. I'm pushing for Christmas 2011, but if it doesn't happen, most definitely the summer of 2011.
Okay.
I don't want to give the titles out. That's too soon. Just stay tuned.
So how do you come up with your titles? Do you come up at the end of the book with the title, or do you have the title already in mind before you start?
I come up with that by myself, you know, and I had a little help with my publisher for the first title. But the second one, I think she's going to help me out with that as well. And I do have the title in mind for both, but
okay.
I don't want to get it out because it's
That's
special,
good.
You know,
I understand.
I,
Share another poem with us. Could you do that?
Okay. I have another poem that I'd like to share, the one that my aunt was speaking about. It's called Black Butterfly. She inspired me to write this poem. As she said, this is what she thought of me coming up and how she thinks of me to this day. So this is for you, Auntie. Black Butterfly. Spread your wings, soar high up in the sky. Fly, black butterfly, fly. Clap your wings, swish, swoosh, through that sky. I say, fly, black butterfly, fly. Make known your existence. Relax your mind. Rid yourself of any quarrels. Release any and all pain. Fly, black butterfly, fly. Let your colors build a rainbow. Dream the great dream. Race and reach the finish line, I said. Fly, black butterfly, fly. Oh, so high. And that's me. I'm flying.
I know that's right. I know that's right. I want to tell everyone, please, please, please go to the website, twotrueradio.com, and look up Dawn Desiree Banks' page. And I have a few of her poems on the page. Also, her links to Amazon.com, where you can go and just go to our website, twotrueradio.com. Look for Dawn Desiree Banks. Click that. Find the Amazon.com link. Click that link, and please go and purchase that book. Purchase the book so Dawn will be able to bring us more wonderful works of her writing, I would really appreciate that, you guys. That's TooTrueRadio.com, Don Desiree Banks, and be supportive of us. You know how we do it here at Too True Radio. Don, I'm going to play another song by Angela Hope, and we'll be right back to take some more questions and talk to Don some more. And I'd like to bring her aunt back on again. So here's Angela Hope, and the song is Strange. Too True Radio Entertainment, exclusive music by independent artists. Here we go.
I still love you, but I have to tell you the truth.
Angela Hope out of the West Coast, Los Angeles, California. Big shouts out to you, Angie, for shooting your boy those hot tracks. I got your back. This is your host, Tony Too True on Too True Radio Entertainment, holding it down with my girl, Dawn Desiree Banks, definitely up in the house with some hot poetry. It's the indie artist thing, y'all. Hey, Dawn, what's up, baby?
I'm here.
What's good with you? What's good with you? So you working it out, you know. I just want to tell you that I'm very proud of you, and I admire you too. You know, I society looks at, you know, they label people like me with handicaps. Because I had major brain surgery. I had the top of my brain taken off. And I just want to let everybody know, just because some people have abilities, it does not mean that we can't still get it in and be successful at the things that we do. So I love you, Don. I appreciate you not letting, you know, some hearing impairment stop you from getting yours, all of it, 100%. I'm proud of you.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So let's take another call for Don. I have someone, I don't want to miss any of your fans and your family and friends. I have a caller from the 336 area code, and your last four digits are 7546. You are on live with Tony Two True and Don Desiree Banks. How are you, and where are you calling from?
Okay.
What's up, Des? It's Tony. Tony, did you get the book?
Did you? 7546. Oh, that's my mama.
Okay, Don, you have a caller. I think he said his name is Tony. And he asked you, did you get the book? Hello?
Hello, hello.
Hey, I hear you. What's going on?
Des, what up, Des?
That's my brother.
Tony Two True, did you get the book?
No, I haven't got the book. I missed the book signing.
You missed out on that one, man.
No, it's not over. It's not over yet, you know. Yeah. And Don sent me some poems to put up on her website, but it's no excuse. I'm definitely going to get some books, not a book, though. I'm going to get some books.
Get them, Tony. Get them. Get them.
I promise you I will, my brother.
Dez, I love you, babe. You're doing a great job, Tony. She's coming so far, man. She's doing so good. I'm so proud of her. I am so proud of it. Just another black woman I can look up to, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real.
And, Dez, I love you so much. And I'm going to give you a call later on tonight.
I sure did. I love you, Tony.
I love you, too, baby. Tony, Two True. You keep up the good work, man.
I will do it, Tony. I will do it, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. Hey, you got a dynamite sister, bro.
Man, she is awesome. Awesome.
You better support your girl.
You know it. You already know. God bless. Tony, keep doing what you do, man. Respect. Sis, I'm going to call you later on tonight, man. I love you.
All right, Tony, man, I appreciate you calling in, bro. I love you too, man. You take it easy, man. And that's beautiful, Don. I like that support. We need that support, especially from our friend, our family and friends. You know, that's great. And before the show is over, I want to bring back on Auntie again. I think this is Auntie. Last four digits, 5509. How you doing, dear?
Fine. Yes, it is, Aunt. It's Auntie Cheryl. Cheryl calling
Auntie
from New
Cheryl.
York.
And you
Long
know
Island,
what I wanted to say?
Long Island, Strong
say
Island's
this.
In the house.
Okay. I wanted to say this, that Don sounds, you guys have the same voice. And I'm going to tell you, you guys really do. I know you've heard that before.
Yes,
but,
I have.
And I can tell you because, like, Don's in the 678, and you're in the 631, so this is not a trick, but she sounds so much like you.
Yes, yeah, we sound alike. It runs in the family, my mother and my sister. We all have the same type of voice. What I did want to go back to was I remember a question that you did ask Dawn about her book signing. When is the next book signing? It
right.
appears that it's going to – and you asked when and where, and I'm sure she's going to get back to you with the information so that you can broadcast it.
Okay.
But it appears the next one's going to
okay.
be on July 29th. I'm not quite sure where. But she'll let you know where it's going to be.
Yeah, that's the date that I have on her page on the website, but I think they rescheduled it.
I love you.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but you know what? I'll get in touch with her, and and her people and let them get back to you so that you can give the proper information on your radio as to when her next book signing will be. You know, I missed the first one, but I heard so much about it, and I will be at the second one. I encourage everyone, please, Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, please go out and support the sister. The book is not expensive. We buy a lot of things with money. It's really not. She's not putting a lot of money in her pocket. I believe the purchase price is $9 or $10. And,
yeah.
And she really worked hard on it. And you'll get your money's worth. There's something in that book for everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's right. And we're gonna definitely do that. We're going to make sure that we continue to promote the book and market it in all of my social networks.
The same
yeah, that's right.
I love the radio station, by the way. This is the first time I'm hearing it. I'm trying to get it as we speak online, but I didn't know how you were spelling Two True Radio.
Okay.
People need to know that, too, that it's the number two, TRU Radio Entertainment, so that
well,
they
no,
know
well,
how
when you go
that.
Online to listen to the show, you need to go blogtalkradio.com.
Okay.
/2TRU Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, /2TRU Radio. And then the website, though, it's 2TRUradio.com. So.
Okay. I love the radio station, and I like the fact that you're giving all artists and people some airtime. And I thank you for having Dawn because she worked really hard on her book, and people need to know about it.
Yeah, that's right. Dawn's my girl. You know, this is her second time on Two True Radio Entertainment, and she's welcome to come back here anytime she wants to. She knows that. She's family.
God bless you. God bless you. And
that's
I love you. I love you, Dawn. I love you so much, and I'll be talking to you, you know, sometime tonight. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. God bless, and thank you for supporting. Go check out the website.
I'm doing it right now. Bye, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow, Don, you have a lovely family. You have a really lovely family there, and they support you, and that's what we need. And you stay encouraged, and I really appreciate you stopping by and sharing with us today, and I look forward to doing this again with you anytime you get ready.
Thank you for having me on, Tony. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. So I'm going to contact you after the show and make sure that we have your page on the website updated with all of the events that are coming up and things like that. So, okay? We have another call for you too, Don. Let me see here. 919. The last four digits are 4644. You're on live with your boy Tony Two True and Don Desiree Banks. How are you?
All right, and you?
Great. Hi. You're on live with Tony Two True and Don Desiree Banks. How are you?
All right. My name is Liz. Hey, Don.
She's there.
She can't hear me.
No, she can hear you. It's Don. She's reading.
Oh,
Two True.
Okay, Don. And what did you say your name was again?
It's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Don, we have Elizabeth on the line with you.
Hey, Don. Hey, Dan. I tried to make it earlier. I forgot the number. You guys, I cannot hear anything.
Oh, that's okay. She's reading your text right now.
Oh. Okay.
Are you there, Don?
Tonight? I can hear somebody.
That's her. She's reading.
Okay, auntie, you got everything? Tony, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Don. You have Elizabeth on the line.
Hey, Don.
Okay. Who's this?
Hey, Elizabeth. Dad, this is Liz. It's Lizzie. It's me, Lizzie. Dad, you can't hear me? Oh, my goodness.
I'm meeting you. I'm meeting.
I'm so proud of you.
I love you, too. I love you, too.
This thing is, like, really crazy.
Okay.
That's absolutely okay.
I didn't hear anything.
Well, that's okay. See, you are family with Don, and you know Don has a hearing impairment, so she's reading. She's reading as we're talking, so she's got to read everything everybody is saying. So
yeah,
there was,
well, I didn't know she had to read that. She had to read it. I didn't know
that.
Thank you for
saying that. They are beautiful. They support me, and I love it. I love it. I'm thankful for my family and my friends.
Yes, ma'am. Love you. Love you. Love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Okay.
Oh,
don't hang up. I'm going to play another song, and I'm going to come back with you, Liz, and then she'll be caught up, and then we'll be able to have you say a few words to her. I'm going to play one song, and I'll be right back. This is Ambassador Jesus Chop Chop. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir. That classic official, but it's all about
Jesus.
No doubt there's a God who sent
Jesus.
I'm getting amped just thinking about him. Father, Abba, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you're outside of all you made, you say with the clay, and you're our potter. We can't say, why'd you make us this way? You're our solver. Reign and you reign over kings. You're the king of the kings. You rock hearts and spark singers the theme. Our hearts lean in the wrong direction. Took the cross beam of redeemed. Plus, you got a strong election.
No best, but oh yeah.
You give strong protection.
No stress, you don't sweat.
You're so calm, you're sitting
on a throne in your throne room.
There's strong reception
for the prayers of your people.
Now, that's a strong connection. You hear me now since the sun's palms were stressing. We take the 150 of Psalms suggesting.
Praise.
You got a love for your son that's unequal. Your government is one you don't run in, it's unsequal.
You should have turned for the center,
We give honor to the one who sent.
You should have turned for the center,
Give honor to the one who sent.
Jesus, the son sent one, the word, I got a few names and then some you heard. Agua,
I'm not sure if you had, so I gotta. But him and his ways will set the stage. I'm like, ta-da.
I try to tell the people on the block they don't know you. They think your hair's blonde and your two eyes are so blue.
No true people are the same. This is so true.
But those two people get your reign. This is so you.
Cause this is great. And I found that your grace is special, but it's common like a Chi-Town rapper. You got holes in your hands. Same hands with them holes in them. Got a hold of control on this land.
Man, you got the mold in his hands.
Hands mold human soul.
What's the body, the soul goes in the plan.
What's the take on flexing? Lifts and left, dodge and rise to save men and women. Then step,
yep.
Jesus.
Yes, you are.
Last but not least, the paraclete I speak on. Full deity, but often the people sleep on. The low-key, invisible Holy Spirit who keeps blowing. He gives life to the Holy Spirit, will reborn. For some, this is just a
reintroduction. Or this God sending it.
We in the custom.
He interrupting.
Drop belief in our guts and
light in his face, I guess you say.
We got a trust fund.
He's called advocate. With no magic kid, he does miraculous acts. He doesn't abracadabra it.
Some call him it or a power and not a person. We call him a powerful person. We did hours of searching.
We can grieve him
and lie to him. The scriptures he breathes and open our eyes to him. We can live or die to him. We can give a cry to him.
Hands in the air. Groans go up and come back. Answer the prayer.
Oh, I'm giving you some extra bars. Your humility's killing me. You willingly sing to let applause.
Go to the Father and the Son. Both described as the Savior.
You always put the Jesus and you slide off the radar.
You winter in a heart that is wired for chaos. With just a little spark, new desires are there. The face to get supplied, you arrive from the graveyard. I mention you as God, cause you are when we praise ya. Oh man, I know. I'm going too long. Come on.
You're a fresh wind. You're a fresh wind.
Give it up to the one above, Jesus. That's right. You better give it up. You better give it up, everybody. You got to give it up to the Most High God, because without God, there would be no nothing, absolutely nothing. And I've just enjoyed this interview today with my girl, Dawn Desiree Banks. I would love for all of you guys to support. Go to 2TrueRadio.com. That's the number 2, T-R-U. Radio.com. And Dawn has a page, her own page on the website, Dawn Desiree Banks. Click on Dawn Desiree Banks, go to her page, check out some of the poems on her page in our on our website, and click on Amazon.com, go to Amazon.com and search author Dawn Desiree Banks. The book is not expensive, but like
her
auntie said, absolutely. Like her auntie said, there's something in the book of poetry for everyone. It's Revelations of a Poetess. Don, you have a lot of people online for you today supporting you.
I appreciate this. I appreciate you letting me come on the show again to do another interview, and I hope you have me back. And I just wanted to shout out to my girl, Lizzie. I love you. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, we're going to bring Lizzie back on with you right quick. You still there, Lizzie?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. Don wanted you to know, and she's there online with you now. And like I said,
I can hear her.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, this is great. Don, you're welcome back here anytime you want to come. I'm so happy to have you here. And I got your back. I'm going to continue to push your book. And I know that God is going to open up the gates and just let everybody can hear me purchase the book, because it's a good buy. And like your auntie said, it's not expensive. It's only $9 or $10. And it's for a good cause, so that we can continue getting some of this good work from you, Don.
Amen.
I talk so much.
I do too. I'll do that. It's okay. I do it all the time.
I talk so much. So. So, would you like to say anything else, Don?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate everyone calling in. I really do. I appreciate that. This book is from my heart. This is me, all me. So, I know you're going to love the book. You just have to go and get it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, okay, Don, anytime you want to come back, I'm looking for you to come back, girl.
Lizzie, you there?
I'm here.
I don't think she can. Hey!
Hey.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, Mama. You know, always, I got you. I got you. And if y'all can go to McDonald's and hit up the daggone dollar menu for $20, y'all can get that book. It ain't even $10. Come on, stop playing.
Real talk.
I'm saying. That's some real good stuff up in there. It's something, like they said, something for everybody. Get up out there and get that book. It ain't even $10.
And they can pick it up at Barnes and Noble's, too.
That's so.
You guys check out the website, 2TrueRadio.com. Hit up Dawn Desiree Banks. And check her page out and be supportive, because that's what I do. You know, I don't charge any of the artists that I network and market and promote for. I don't charge. I play their music. I don't charge. And what a lot of the people do is they donate to our organization so that we can continue to shine the spotlight on independent artists, you know, and like Don and like a lot of the other artists in our network. So, you know, I'm asking all of you guys that are in my network to support. Go get the book.
Yeah, I promise.
Don't worry about that. It's not a demand, you know, donations are not a demand. And I'm just saying it because everyone in my network, like we do radio show blasts, we'll call radio stations in the artist's local area, and we'll send hundreds of calls to the radio station requesting that they play that artist song. And until they play the artist song, they can't use their phones for nothing else but answering calls from Two True Radio Network. And that's how we do it. So, like, if one artist wants all of us to call and request their song, we want them to do the same thing for us. So I'm asking all of the artists in my network to get the book, Amazon.com, author Don Desiree Banks. And if you forget that, you can't forget going to TwoTrueRadio.com. Hit my girl up, Don Desiree Banks. Hit up Amazon.com and spend that McDonald's money like Liz said.
Exactly, and get some good food for thought.
I appreciate
how about that?
It. Get the book. Get the book.
Get the book. Okay, guys, we got 2 minutes left. I love all of you guys. I enjoyed our ride today, and we're going to bring back Don after the book signing, and we're going to talk to her again. Love you, Don.
Bye, Mama. I love you, too. Thank you.
Real talk. Okay, guys, I really appreciate you guys joining us here, Two True Radio Entertainment today. We had our girl Don Desiree Banks on point. I'm going to leave out of here today with one more song. This is Drew Sidora featuring Mario. That's right, the Mario you remember. Check this track out, and we'll see you guys tomorrow, same time, same place, Two True Radio Entertainment. Big up.
Every time I think about those times I did not have you, yeah. Every time I think about my life was incomplete. Every day I struggle to breathe and let my heart get to beat. From now on, you're the only thing to see.
Open my heart, now it's yours. Anything you want, ask for. Okay. From now on, anything you ever need, you ever want, consider it done.
Yeah, man, this is nice.
Because I love you.
An evening with the author Don Desiree Banks, man. Revelations of a Poetess. TrueRadio.com. It's easy. Go to the website, click on Don Desiree Banks, hit her up, Amazon.com. The link is right there. You don't have to do any work. And support the sister. You know what I'm saying? I'll see you guys tomorrow. Real talk.